Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Before we get to all of the games this week in the National Football League, we've got the Sports Grid app to tell you about, because if you haven't downloaded it by now, it's really easy to do. Just get out your phone and scan the QR code. App Store, Google Play Store, the Sports Grid app, a great companion to all of our programming here on Sports Grid. All right, well, Davis, I'd love to just spend 10 minutes here on the Dolphins and Chiefs, because it is an all-hands-on-deck game if there ever was. Boy, this sort of feels like that game in Mexico several years ago. I don't even remember what two teams were in there. I think Kansas City was in there. But I feel like the Rams, that's right. The NFL has sent the best game possible to Germany this year. Kansas City is a slight favorite. Who cares? We know that the spread is not going to factor in this one. Total is 50.5. Now, we've seen totals in the NFL much higher than this, but for the 2023 version of the NFL, this total is astronomical. Maybe 2 years ago, it'd be 56, 57, but 50.5 is the total. I don't even think there's anybody to sit. I guess I just need to know the Dolphins running back full situation. Mostert, I guess, is the one to play clearly if he's healthy. Beyond that, I got to believe this game lives up to the billing.
I think you can toss Jeff Wilson Jr. In there. I guess it would depend on your league. Obviously not in like a 10-team league or anything like that, but 12-team league, deeper rosters, you got bye weeks, you got injuries. I could definitely see playing Jeff Wilson Jr. He got 5 rushes and 2 targets in that win against New England. I suppose it is worth mentioning for the Miami Dolphins, they have played 3 good quarterbacks. They gave up 34 points to Herbert. They gave up 48 points to Josh Allen and the Bills, and they gave up 31 to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs, week 8 was their, you know, no good, awful, terrible day at the office. They break a 16-game winning streak against the Denver Broncos. Pat Mahomes had the flu. He got sacked. Tossed a couple dimes that were absolutely, I mean, the Sky Moore drop in the end zone. That to me, that was pretty unforgivable. You know, Patrick Mahomes is a better man than me, because, you know, he said after the game, he's like, I got faith in those guys. They know I'm going to keep throwing to them. It doesn't matter. Short memory. And I'm like, brother, you are a better man than me, because if Sky Moore did that to me in that spot, I would have came to that post game conference and said, buddy, what do you want me to do? I am putting the ball on the money in the end zone. No one can do it like me, and my guys are letting me down. I think that Andy Reid is going to have an unreal game plan for this. If Andy Reid comes in and just treats this like a normal November NFL game, I'll be very surprised. Kelce, start. Rice, start. Pacheco, start. Obviously, Tyreek, Waddle, Mostert, Tua, Mahomes, you're starting all those guys. I am curious to see what Richie James's role will be returning off the IR. I mean, in my dreams, basically, Sky Moore snaps go to zero and Richie James just is out there a bunch, because I think James is dynamic. I think a 3 wide receiver set of Rice, James, and MVS is like, it's not great. You know, it's not T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, but it's better than what they have been running out. So I'm pretty excited. And just like, it's going to be a good game. I really hope it's going to be a good game. I do not want to watch a punt fest between these two teams in Frankfurt, Germany.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have to worry about that. I mean, I'm not sure about the Chiefs because, look, I mean, you never know from week to week with them. And as you said, the talent in terms of wide receiver is not what Miami is. But we know Miami's giving up points, and we know they're scoring points. So if that's the case, I think that we're in for a good match there. Now, let's do Rams-Packers here, and we're not going to spend a ton of time here on this game because as we're doing the show here, it's very uncertain what the Rams quarterbacking situation is going to look like this week. Stafford missed practice most of the week, and it does look like there's a chance he misses the game. Rippon could start. Maybe Stafford does end up starting and playing, but if he does, we know he's not healthy. Boy, the point spread tells us Stafford, as of right now, is not playing. Total 38.5 in this game. I cannot endorse a single Packer. I mean, I guess I'll play Aaron Jones again and just hope for the best. And I suppose, Davis, the stuff with the Rams doesn't really change all that much. I mean, Nacua has been so good and Kupp has been so good that it feels like a situation where you just have to play those guys. But the extra ones, like the Higbees and even the running backs and maybe the third receivers on the Rams, have to be set.
Higbee, no. Atwell, no. Henderson, I mean, I think Henderson is real borderline. We talked about him in Starter Sit earlier. Like, it would have to be your specific team. I wouldn't say blanket start. I wouldn't say blanket sit. Watson, Christian Watson, I mean, honestly, I truly would prefer to sit him. Would not be starting Jordan Love, like, hardly anywhere. I guess a super flex league, you could be starting him, but I don't think you're feeling all that good about it. AJ Dillon, I mean... Again, A.J. Dillon and Daryl Henderson, kind of like the same plays. If they get a touchdown, they'll be a good play. If they don't get a touchdown, you're going to be disappointed that you started them. Aaron Jones, I mean, it feels like maybe they should have just put him on IR because the way Matt LaFleur has been talking about is basically like he's just not 100%, but we're going to play him some. Like, what? I don't know. I mean, do the Packers think they can make the playoffs? Like, that feels pretty short-sighted to believe that. I guess right now it's possible. I don't know. What a bummer of a game. This is a huge bummer of a game, man. I'm not going to want this one to be on Red Zone very much, I don't think.
Come on. David, you got to be honest. There's a lot of games like this every week in the NFL. It has not been a banner year.
We are at a crisis. In the NFL. We are at a crisis with quarterbacks right now. We just had so many quarterback injuries happen at once that it is just like it is brutal all around at the quarterback position right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, if there's 12 games on an NFL weekend, you're hoping for two good games. It's not the way this used to be. It's as recent as like last year or the year before. So let's do another one. Buccaneers, Texans. Dare me to watch this one. Total's a little bit higher. It's 40. The Texans, Davis, last week, oh my gosh, did they play horrible. They just shot themselves in the foot. They should have beat Carolina easily. They just gave the game to them. Tampa Bay week to week is a tough call. Evans and Godwin and Baker back at it. You know what was interesting, Davis? The Tampa Bay's running back actually caught a lot of balls last week. I wonder if that's something that could continue.
I mean, yeah, that is really the one thing that Rashad White does. He's definitely a below average rusher. He's a decent pass catcher. I mean, he has 30 targets on the year. He has caught all but one of them. He's got three targets in every game this season. So you're pretty much adding in about 5 to 8 points every single week receiving for Rashad White. One thing I would note is Chase Edmonds did come off the designated for return IR, and his very first carry for them last week was a goal line touch. So I do wonder if he starts edging in a little bit there on White's touches. And I mean, if Devin Singletary's out there in your league on a Sunday morning, go pick him up because he's going to get all the work he can handle. I think with Damian Pierce not playing this week and Nico and Tank and Stroud, I think they're all starts. I think this is a get right spot.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's social
casino. Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Texans passing offense.
Should be. Tampa Bay, again, very generally have been good against the run, but not great against the pass. All right, coming up next, we'll go through the slate. Commanders, Patriots, Bears, Saints, Vikings, Falcons. Those are the next games we're going to talk about. I got to sell you guys. Stick around. Fantasy sports today. We got to play players in fantasy. Don't worry about what the games are. Got to make some important calls. So we'll do that for you coming up next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Davis Matic. Our preview of every game in the National Football League continues. And let's start off with the Commanders and Patriots. So New England, shockingly beats Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. And then the hope is, all right, well, you know, maybe this is the beginnings of something for the Patriots. And then, boom, it just comes crashing down against Miami. Davis, their season is over. Washington last week, kind of kicking around, beating Philly for like three quarters. Boom, they lose. Their season is over. So if you're the Commanders and you're the Patriots, I know technically they're still alive in the playoff race, but come on, Ron Rivera. And come on, Bill Belichick, like let the offense, these two coaches are so conservative, just let it go. Let's see what these teams got. I know the total's 40.5. New England's a slight favorite in this one. I'm hesitant to make a lot of endorsements on the New England side. I know that. On Washington's side, again, we talked about Sam Howell. Is this the dud game for Sam Howell, or is this 300 yards and three touchdowns for Sam Howell? It's a really tough one to call. But the white flag is not going to be thrown by either team, although I think they should. Neither team's going anywhere.
Neither team is going anywhere. I mean, honestly, I was sort of thinking that the Commanders might go to Jacoby Brissett, but now I suppose their season is just so far gone. There's like actually no point for them. You know, they are 3-5. They are third in their division. They're behind the Vikings, the 49ers, the Rams, the Saints, the Buccaneers. Like it's pretty hopeless. So I guess you might as well ride it out and see what you have there. I mean, a guy who started the year like gangbusters, Brian Robinson Jr., he's basically been completely phased out of the offense. They're not throwing him the ball at all. He does still get, touchdowns. Like, actually, he's got six touchdowns on the year, so he is their short yardage back. Antonio Gibson actually played more snaps than Brian Robinson last week against Philadelphia because they were in catch-up mode the entire time. Probably goes the other way. We probably see more Brian Robinson this week because this is a game. You know, Craig, you and I can sit here all we want and say, oh, yeah, totally what has to happen is they need to open it up. DeMario Douglas gets, 19 targets and McLaurin and Dotson. And both of these coaches are saying, fellas, we can win this game. Run the ball. Don't turn the ball over. Play good defense. Let's get out of here. 17-10. Now, if either team gets up 10, if the Patriots get up 10, if the Commanders get up 10, this actually totally could be a fun game. It could totally go that direction. But I just don't see that as the most likely scenario. This has got to be one of the games that gets shown on Red Zone the most. I guess things to watch out for here. What does that playing time between Zeke and Ramondre look like? Because Ramondre actually started to edge Zeke out again last week. And then the Patriots wide receiver rotation with no Bourne and no Parker. We know Douglas will be the slot guy. But I mean, how about this? Jalen Reagor. Yeah, that Jalen Reagor played the second most snaps at wide receiver for the Patriots last week after they paid Juju Smith-Schuster $33 million in free agency. Does Tyquan Thornton get in? Are we seeing? It's the Patriots, man. Bill Belichick, the GM, not as good as Bill Belichick, the coach, I don't think.
No, Juju scored last week, right? Didn't he? I think he scored a touchdown, no?
He did. He did score a touchdown. Yeah.
I think he did. Yeah. I thought I saw him score once. Okay. All right. So there is some hope in our next game for fantasy, but it is curious the way that the Saints are going about their business, Davis. So last week, Taysom Hill became the red zone guy, like permanently, like throwing passes and running the ball. And this total feels a little low to me at 41. I don't know. This must be a huge indictment on the Bears. Badgett completely turned into a pumpkin last week. And the Saints have an opportunity here, Davis, I think, to really like make a playoff push. Like their offense looked good last week. And credit to their offensive coordinator and Dennis Allen for making that switch, because using Taysom in the spots they did looked fantastic. And on the flip side, the Bears look like they have no hope whatsoever again. I mean, you always want to root for a kid like Badgett, but he was so overmatched against the Chargers. And Badgett, let's be honest, Davis, when we think about it, why did Josh McDaniels get fired? The Bears. I think it's losing that game to the Bears, I think. But because, again, look how bad the Bears played Monday night. Again, my opinion here, Saints should crush the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I mean, I did bet the Saints as 8.5-point favorites, which I suppose doesn't really feel all that good. I think the key thing, the key fantasy thing here is that Taysom Hill is like, you can actually just start him at tight end every single week now. I think that his role in this offense is such that, like, he's getting a couple targets, even with Juwan Johnson back. The last couple weeks, he's played 44%, 58%, and 60%. He's got multiple carries in every game. He's got at least one target in every game. And he's got three pass attempts in the last three games. Like, he's the same as any tight end, you know, like any tight end other than Kelsey, Andrews, or Hockenson. I guess you're saying either I get a touchdown or I don't. Weeks where I get a touchdown, I feel good. Weeks where I don't get a touchdown, I feel bad. So I think he's a start here. Kamara, obviously, you're starting. Carr, pretty good streamer this week. I picked up Derek Carr to stream in a couple leagues where I am, dealing with quarterback buys. I had Trevor Lawrence on bye, so I had to pick up a quarterback. On the Bears side, I mean, DJ Moore, I guess, you're not feeling that good about it. I also have Roschon Johnson on a lot of my teams, and I would have started him, and I actually did start him in a league last week because my expectation was, okay, Roschon's back. Well, Darrington Evans isn't going to play. Like, why would they be playing? They weren't playing three running backs before. Why would they play three running backs now? Lo and behold, Darrington Evans, carry from the 8-yard line, scores a touchdown. Roschon Johnson, no touchdown. So they're playing three running backs, Foreman, Evans, and Roschon. Three running backs in general you want to avoid. Three running backs on a Tyson Bagent offense as an 8.5-point road dog. I mean, I just don't think you're starting Roschon Johnson. Maybe he catches like seven passes in garbage time. And I would also bench Shaheed here. I just don't think the Saints are going to throw enough. Like, I think 30 passing attempts is kind of like the max. So I probably would not start Rashid Shaheed here.
All right. Now let's move on to a game where the Vikings are not going to have Kirk Cousins at quarterback. We know that. They're at the Atlanta Falcons, another very low total, 37.5. Arthur Smith is loving this game, Davis. Boy, if he could get out with a 6-3 win, he would take it right now. Taylor Heinicke is going to start for the Falcons, so they're in kind of desperation mode. I mean, Davis, the Falcons are going to make the playoffs, aren't they? They're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to get a playoff game, and everyone is going to want them to lose. They're probably going to win, you know? It feels like that's where we're headed with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty, I do think they are going to win this game. I think it's pretty close to see if they make the playoffs. It'd be hard for me to see multiple teams from that division, and the Cowboys and then the NFC West are going to be the other wild cards. So they'll have to, it'll be the Saints or the Falcons. You know, that'll be the decision maker there. Drake London is not going to play in this game. I would not start, you know, Van Jefferson, Scotty Miller, Kadarrell Hodge. I would be surprised, again, much like the last game, I would be surprised to see Taylor Heinicke throw 30 or more passes in this game. Obviously, if Taylor Heinicke is out there in a super flex league or whatever, I think you should add him, because we've actually seen Heinicke be sort of serviceable and useful in fantasy before. The guy I'm excited about is I would love to see a 9-target Kyle Pitts game here with Drake London out. I would love to see, and I know it's not going to happen. I know Arthur Smith is going to be like, this is a great spot to, you know, get 18 carries for Bijan, 22 carries for Algier. We'll throw 11 passes and we'll get out of here with the win on Minnesota. It's kind of hard to start Madison because Akers is now starting to really, you know, eat in to his workload. I do think you'd probably start Addison and Hockenson. Addison definitely more on the borderline. We'll see. I mean, I think, doesn't it feel like Jaren Hall probably starts this game and then Josh Dobbs comes in the second half? Like, that's kind of what it feels like to me.
Yeah, it does. All right, coming up next, we got more quarterback issues with two teams playing this week, the Browns and the Cardinals. So we'll see if we can work our way through that as we continue on here on Fantasy Sports.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Today on Sports Grid, Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. We're back right after these quick messages this weekend. Make sure you stay with us. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Well, you want to talk about quarterback issues. A year ago, right now, if we were to predict what early November would look like in the National Football League with the Arizona Cardinals and the Cleveland Browns, Davis, what we would have predicted is this is going to be a showdown with Kyler Murray and Deshaun Watson. And yeah, that did not work out any way that we thought. This week, the Browns are 7.5-point favorites over the Cardinals. And look at this total, 37.5. I feel bad for Josh Dobbs. They just dumped this guy. And so now it's the Clayton Tune show along with maybe Kyler Murray at some point soon. And the Browns have to be wondering what they got themselves into with Deshaun Watson here. Seems like Watson is like this James Harden type, is like calling his own shots as to whether or not he could play or not. It's very bizarre. And then they got PJ Walker playing. And so, you know, Nick Chubb is out too. I just can't believe that we've gotten here with so few fantasy options to play on both sides. You know, Hollywood Brown has had a frustrating but nice season in fantasy. You mentioned McBride in the DFS segment. I would assume that there's not 12 better tight ends to start than him. But even on the Cleveland side, there's just not a lot of players to start this week with one of the lowest totals of the week in the NFL, 37.5.
I think that is definitely true. I mean, you're starting McBride. Now, to be fair, we got to be fair to Josh Dobbs. I mean, he was going to go to the bench. Now he's got a chance to go to Minnesota and go start and win some games, you know? So Dobbs, and he's had such a journeyman career anyways. I'd watch a 45-minute documentary about Josh Dobbs and his odyssey through college and professional football, because, you know, he had not started a game since his final game at Tennessee until that game for the Titans last year. Just very bizarre. Then he was a Brown, then he got traded. What a very, very weird for Josh Dobbs. Cleveland starting Jerome Ford. My read on that backfield is that they want Ford to be the starting running back because he suffered, a low-grade high ankle sprain, and then they worked him back. He only played like two snaps in the first half, but that ended up kind of being their closer in the second half in that game last week. Arizona, oh man, with Clayton. If Clayton Tune starts and not Kyler, I mean, McBride, maybe Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown's on the real borderline there because I do not expect Clayton Tune to play very well. Their backfield is also weird. Like, DeMercado has been getting all these touches, but he was injured in practice this week. He might not even play. Damian Williams is on the practice squad IR, so that would leave Keontae Ingram is like really the only guy standing in that backfield. I would, if Ingram was like, if they had two healthy running backs and Ingram was one of them, and, you know, they call up Corey Clement from the practice squad or whatever, I would probably start Ingram just because, like, what are you going to do? This is not going to be a good football game. It's like, does Deshaun Watson even want to play in this game? Like, it is just, what a weird road for both of these franchises.
Yeah, and hopefully for Arizona, they get their number one pick at the end of the year or number two. Okay, now Seattle taking on Baltimore, the total 44.5, so we expect some light fireworks here. Seattle's got some issues in injuries at the wide receiver position. We know that. Baltimore feels like they're fully healthy. I know that the game looked closer last week than it really was. It was a late touchdown there. The Ravens are playing great, Davis. Like, maybe early on in the season, they didn't get it going initially, and everyone was yelling about their offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. But, you know, right now, you'd feel very comfortable with playing most of the players that you have on the Ravens. And at some point, maybe a running back really reestablishes himself as the guy. It doesn't ever seem like that happens, though, in that offense.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think you're probably starting Gus Edwards here just because he can score twice. You're definitely starting Zay Flowers. You're definitely starting Andrews and Lamar. I think this will probably be one of the best games of the main slate. Seattle has been very bizarre. They look really good in the first half. They get up, you know, 10, 15 points in the first half, and then they do nothing in the second half. It's been like 3 weeks in a row where they have not been able to score in the second half of games. Jaxon Smith-Njigba actually looks like a real part of this offense. Kind of surprising that his career had started so slow, but even with Metcalf and Lockett healthy last week, he scores the touchdown, plays 66% of the snaps. He's got 11 targets the last 2 weeks, a touchdown in each of the last 2 weeks. I think he's kind of a borderline, so I'd start him over Hollywood Brown, for example. I think that your touchdown probability is much better there. One thing I'm looking at here is Zach Charbonnet, the second round pick, actually played more last week. Kenneth Walker came into the Seahawks game last week questionable. He's questionable with the same injury. This week, Charbonnet played a season high and career high, 59% of the snaps, 5 carries, 2 targets. Looked really good on the touches he did get. I do wonder if this drifts more into a true 50-50, you know, Zeke and Pollard style timeshare. Because Walker, I mean, look, we love Kenneth Walker here on Fantasy Sports Today. I love to watch him play. I think he's awesome. He does still kind of have that. He just is always trying to hit a home run. Kenneth Walker has never gotten a carry and said, all right, let's get 4 yards, you know, knock one guy down. He is always looking for the home run. He runs to the left side of the line and then runs back around and knocks his quarterback over. You know, it's like he is a Tasmanian devil back behind his own line. And I do wonder if that's a little frustrating to the Seahawks coaches. So I am looking to see what that playing time split is between those two guys this week.
All right, our next game on the board. Would you believe, Davis, that the most points scored in games this year in the National Football League are courtesy of the Indianapolis Colts? 55 points, 67 points, 70 points. Every week, the Colts are scoring, Davis, and the other team is scoring against them. So maybe this is one of the more underrated games on the slate this week. Colts at the Carolina Panthers. And look, the total is 44.5, so it certainly tells you that that chance exists. Indy's not playing D at all, Davis. It's just not happening. And Gardner Minshew has been more than capable. In fact, probably could have put more points on the board last week in the game that they ended up playing. So dare I say, this is one of the more underrated fantasy games. I think that there's a chance that a lot of points are scored again this week in Carolina.
Oh, I definitely think there's a real chance that we see points scored here because the Colts play super fast on offense. They lead the NFL in dropbacks per game when Gardner Minshew is under center. They lead the NFL in plays per second. You know, they complete a play, they get right up the line of scrimmage, and they go again. Minshew kind of right on that borderline of startable. I think you can start Jonathan Taylor and Zach Moss both at this point. It was sort of weird with Jonathan Taylor last week. He had 12 carries for 95 yards at halftime, and they got one more touch for the rest of the game. Beat writers asked him if he was injured. He said he wasn't. He played 61% of the snaps last week. I think Zach Moss is playing well enough that the way they're looking at it is just like, well, I guess we can kind of keep Jonathan Taylor healthy. 12 carries for Taylor last week, 11 for Moss. They're both getting about equal use in the passing game. Moss scores the one-yard touchdown last week. For the Panthers, it's a little bit more murky. They changed their play caller last week, and Chuba Hubbard was their clear lead back coming out of the bye, even with Miles Sanders active and healthy. Hubbard got the goal line carry, was playing the passing downs, played 67% of their offensive snaps. They also had Raheem Blackshear in there. Blackshear had not played on offense before that. I don't know if that's a health thing. I don't know if they just are over Miles Sanders. It's certainly possible. They've just been like, well, this Miles Sanders free agency signing didn't really work out. Hubbard is a better fit. Maybe Hubbard is a better pass blocker. One other interesting, oh, and obviously you're starting Adam Thielen. I mean, Adam Thielen, one of the best, the best wide receivers in fantasy football. Guy's up to $7,500 on DraftKings this week, and he still might be a play. The entire Panthers passing offense is built out of throwing him the ball. However, Jonathan Mingo, 99% of the offensive snaps last week, 5 targets. He's the only guy who gets deep targets on this team. I think he is a pretty good, kind of deep flyer option in DFS. And again, some of these borderline crappy wide receivers that you've been starting, I do think Mingo, he's like a pretty good what the heck flex type play, I think.
All right, marquee game going on in Philadelphia on Sunday. One of the better games on the Sunday slate. Cowboys and Eagles total 46.5. Hard to really sit anybody on Philadelphia in that offense. They've been fantastic. Dallas came alive after that bye last week against the Rams. CeeDee Lamb had the best game of his career. But that's the interesting part about the Dallas Cowboys, Davis, is that it's just really they're playing well and they're scoring points. It's just a very few amount of players that are actually relevant for them in fantasy. So it's like not only is Lamb a must play, he's like in some spots, he's like the only play for them. I know Cooks ended up scoring last week, had a good game too.
Yeah, man, it's really tough here. I want Tony Pollard to become the guy that I always thought he was. It seems like this injury that he suffered last year, the tightrope surgery that he got on his hamstring is really limiting his effectiveness. 12 rushes for 53 yards last week against the Rams. It's his first game this year with only one target. Did have 6 for 80 in that win as a receiver over the Chargers. But yeah, Lamb, Dak, Pollard. I don't think you can bench Tony Pollard. It would be very hard for me to envision a scenario where you could do that. One interesting player usage note is that Kenneth Gainwell had a brutal fumble last week for the Philadelphia Eagles, and the coaching staff responded how you thought they might, which is DeAndre Swift's playing time went up to 70% of the offensive snaps. Another game with 16 rushes, 3 targets in the passing game. Still continue to be super high on Swift. And yeah, I mean, you know who you're starting on the Eagles, right? It's Hurts, Brown, Swift, Goddard, Smith. That's it. No one else is in consideration.
Yeah, strong game there. Also a strong game coming up between Buffalo and Cincinnati. We'll preview that game for you coming up next. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We also got Fantasy or Reality and the Sports Grid 60 as well. So stay with us here on the grid. In addition, don't forget Joe Pizzapia, Matt Stryker, Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, leading you right up until our pro football programming at 10 a.m. Eastern here on Sports Grid. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Fantasy Sports Today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
In sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Being the Raiders head coach, Davis, what a great gig. You coach a year or two, and they pay you for several. You just hang out, get paid for the rest of your life. We knew Josh McDaniels going in, it wasn't going to work. That ended up being the case. You know, Davis, they'll play the Giants this week, but the optics for the Raiders, so poor to lose that game to the Bears. And then to have Davante Adams running wide open all over the field and Jimmy G can't find him. And, you know, have team meetings where everyone's speaking up. It's just the writing was on the wall. I am, I guess, a little surprised in the way it happened kind of like overnight during the week. I didn't see that happening. But if history tells us anything, the Raiders are going to respond in a big way. Just historically speaking, the players, Davis, they have this like initial boost to say it was not us, it was him. And usually that's what happens the first game. Let's show the owner, let's show the fans that it was all the coach's fault. And then they regress back to who they were. So I kind of expect the Raiders to show up this week. I think they're going to play okay.
Yeah, I think they'll play all right. I mean, look, they're favored. The market is saying, okay, you fire your coach, your OC, your GM, and we're actually going to have you favored over the New York Giants this week. I mean, definitely would have to be pretty hard up to start Aiden O'Connell, but I think you can start Jacobs. I think you can start Adams. I think you can start Michael Mayer. That is one of the things I anticipate we'll see different this week. I think we'll see a lot of Michael Mayer. I think he'll get 5 to 7 targets here. Really, really, Adams is just going to see so many targets. What I would like to see out of this game is I would like to see a healthy Daniel Jones run and kind of be look like the guy that he was last year. You know, Daniel Jones was not a great thrower last year, but the entire team, the offensive line has just been so, so brutal for the New York Giants this year. Daniel Jones is just eating like a bazillion sacks. He got sacked 10 times against Seattle, 6 times against Miami. I would just like to see anything positive from the Giants offense. I mean, this has got to be one of the spots that they can actually do something positive against this Raiders team. Max Crosby probably is going to have an absolute field day against this offensive line. But yeah, I mean, starting Barkley, Daniel Jones, borderline starter, Wandale Robinson, I guess, Daniel Bellinger, if you're really, really hard up at tight end without Darren Waller. But again, very low total game, not a game I expect to have lots of fireworks.
I think that was the worst loss of the season for any team, Davis, the Giants last week against the Jets. I mean, the game was over. I mean, all they had to do is lay down. Somehow they gave the ball back to the Jets with 20 seconds left. And by the way, I didn't say this yet on the show, Davis. I wanted to add this for this. How is it possible? I know quarterbacking is so bad in the NFL, but how is it possible that you can have a quarterback that you call quarterback on your team as your backup, going in with a guy like Tyrod Taylor, who, by the way, has been hurt a lot over the course of his career, not thinking, hey, if this guy gets hurt, by the way, our backup can't throw a pass. Davis, how is that possible in the end? I know quarterbacking is horrible, but how can you have a guy on your team that if he has to come in, they're not going to allow him to throw at all? It's crazy to me.
It is. It's really insane. I mean, Tommy DeVito, What can you do? But yeah, it's just, it's really just embarrassing. I mean, how many teams have a good third quarterback? Like, I guess no one, but it is pretty bad.
I mean, but again, then signed, you know, somebody, Charlie Batch, who's 70. I don't care. Just have somebody who could just literally just throw a pass. Like, this is the plan. I mean, not the third string in that game, Davis, the backup. I mean, the backup quarterback to a guy in Tyrod who's been hurt every single year that he's played in the NFL and has missed time. I just a horrible job there by the Giants. Okay, Bills, Bengals. This should be a good one here. All hands on deck probably for both teams. Stephon Diggs, of course, having a nice year for Buffalo. Josh Allen, Cincinnati has come alive. Ja'Marr Chase has been fantastic for them. Joe Mixon's actually probably been better than what people thought. Total 49.5. Hopefully this one lives up to the billing. Love this game on paper.
I like this game on paper a lot. I mean, these are two of the marquee teams in the NFL. It's going to shift the playoff odds massively. You know, whoever wins this game, I mean, If whoever wins this game might be drawing live to the one seed if the Kansas City Chiefs lose to the Miami Dolphins. Very interested to see if Fournette is active in this game. Very interested to see if Khalil Shakir remains the third wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. The Bills look so much better on offense against the Buccaneers, playing three wide receivers instead of two tight ends. Gabe Davis also saw the lowest average depth of target in his career in a game that he ran over 50% of the routes. Again, interested to see if that continues. And Dalton Kincaid. I mean, Kincaid finally had his breakout game against the Buccaneers. We'll see if that continues. And then the Bengals are like the most straightforward team in fantasy football. You know exactly who you're starting and exactly who the backups are, and there nothing ever changes for them. They play the same four guys at every position every single week.
All right, so there you go. A look at every game in the National Football League. Now it's time for us to take a deeper look into some key questions going on in the NFL and even in college football. It's time to play a game of true or false. We call it fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, we're getting closer and closer to sort of figuring out the NFL playoff picture. I think it's going to come down to the last game of the season in both the AFC and NFC like it always does. So for us to say anything is a guarantee right now, especially for the fringe teams, is kind of impossible. On paper, the Chargers look good yet again, and the results are not where they are yet again. But they did have a must-win game against the Bears. In that game, they looked fantastic. I would probably make the claim the Bears are a bottom three team in the National Football League, so I don't know how much you make of that. I was actually surprised, Davis, that the Chargers didn't play better against the Chiefs. I thought that they were going to show up for that game. They really did not. They didn't hang in the game long enough. Playoffs for the Chargers, Davis. Boy, they don't want to remember their playoff game last year, but they're going to be on the brink. You know it's coming down to the last game. Fantasy or reality, the LA Chargers will make the playoffs in 2023.
Yeah, I don't think the Chargers are going to be making the playoffs in this year. I just think it's too much of a road to hoe. Honestly, Craig, they could lose this Sunday night game against the Jets, very possible. Then they play the Lions, a very losable game. They play the Ravens, a very losable game. And I think the thing that's really going to nail them in the coffin, December 23rd, they play the Bills. And then week 18, they play the Chiefs. They're going to have to win. Minimum, they're going to have to beat the Bills or the Chiefs, one of those teams, to have any hope of making them in. And they might have to win both of them, depending on how the playoff race shakes out. Because, you know, the Steelers are ahead of them. The Bills are way ahead of them. The Jets are actually ahead of them. Right now, they actually have the same amount of wins as the Denver Broncos, and the Texans. I think the Texans could get to 9 wins, actually. I really am a believer in Stroud. I don't think that's the most likely thing. But there's a lot of external pressure on them outside of their own building. So I don't think it's going to happen. I'm selling it. I got fantasy on the Chargers making the playoffs.
Yeah, I hate to agree on the first one, but I don't see a path here. I think you're right. They have talked about the strength of schedule remaining. Chargers have a really tough schedule coming up. They always, of course, find a way to snatch a loss from the jaws of victory. So you know that that's in their conversation as well. And by the way, the Chiefs game in week 18 may not mean anything to Kansas City. That's certainly a possibility as well. True. And I think that that probably would have to be explored. But yeah, I think at this point, the Steelers are on this trajectory to be like a 9 or 10 win team. So I think that you have to consider them ahead of the Chargers. And I think some other teams in the AFC will finish ahead of them as well. I don't think it's happening for them this year, too. So I will say fantasy. Okay, the Minnesota Vikings lost Kirk Cousins. They were actually playing pretty well. Like, all things considered, the Vikings were losing a lot of close games. Like, they were winning the close games last year. But you could look at their schedule, on the other hand, and said, hey, like, they got a shot here to make the postseason, to make the playoffs. Now, I don't think they have a chance to do that. But they certainly, if you look at their schedule, have a chance to go 9 wins, 8 losses. Fantasy reality, the Vikings will go above 500 with whoever their quarterback is going to be the rest of the season.
Yeah, again, I gotta sell this one. I mean, I was not a big Vikings believer to begin with, but I think that their defense was not very strong. They are 500 right now. But they were 500, you know, with a little bit of luck. I mean, that the kind of a lucky win against the 49ers. I can't call any win against the Green Bay Packers lucky. But they are also about to get into, I guess their schedule is pretty easy. So they'd have to win half of their games against the Falcons, Saints, Broncos, Bears, Raiders, Bengals, Lions, Packers, and Lions again. It's right on the borderline. 500 is right on the borderline. I'm going to say fantasy, because I think that they lose this game, so then that puts them clawing it back there. But it really would not surprise me if I'm wrong on this one. I think it is possible, but I'm going to land on fantasy.
Yeah, their schedule to be bad. And, I think that Josh Dobbs can come in and win enough games for them to finish above 500. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but they're so talented on offense. Their defense isn't great, but they're so talented on offense that I think they have a chance to do this. The Packers in their division clearly are not good after what we saw last week, and they have some winnable games, I think, coming up too. So I will say the Vikings will go above 500 with whoever their new quarterback is. I think they finished the year 9 wins and 8 losses, 17 games. Okay, it's been an incredible year for the Miami Dolphins offense. Tua Tagovailoa has put everything to rest. He's been healthy. He's been fantastic. Tyreek Hill is on this trajectory to break all kinds of records. Jalen Waddle's been fantastic as well. McDaniel unquestionably can coach the offense. That's not been their issue. Their issue has been their defense. And honestly, I guess the other issue, Davis, that can be explored in this question is their offensive line. They're missing two starters. There's potentially a third that could be out. And we know that Tua has had some issues staying on the field in the past. So in order for this to be reality, he's got to stay on the field. Fantasy reality, Davis, Tua will lead the NFL in passing this season.
Man, he really looks like a huge favorite to do it. His closest competitor, Kirk Cousins, did just tear his ACL. Mahomes, Goff, Allen, Howell, Hurts are all kind of close to him. You know what? I'm going to say reality. I just think he's got such a huge advantage with Tyreek and Waddle there. Like, Reek just adds all that yards after the catch. I'm going to say reality. I do think that he does it.
Yeah, I'm going to say reality as well, and he's got the best weapon right now going in the NFL. I still think A.J. Brown is right there with Tyreek Hill, but Hill is arguably the best weapon in the NFL. Okay, Michigan is headed toward the college football playoff, Davis. They're having a fantastic season off the field. They're having all kinds of issues with sign stealing, internet pictures of this coach all over the country, going to different spots, stealing signs. The smoke does seem to be the fire. I don't know that Harbaugh is going to survive this one at Michigan. And if he doesn't, then he's probably headed back to the NFL. Davis, fantasy reality, Jim Harbaugh will coach the Raiders next season. Fantasy reality.
Man, Mark Davis would love to hire him. Honestly, I think Harbaugh just wouldn't take the job. I think even if he does get booted out of Michigan as a result of all this, I think he's got his eyes set higher. I'm saying fantasy, not because they don't want Harbaugh, but because Harbaugh doesn't want them. I just think he doesn't want to go there.
Yeah, I think that is the best assessment that you can give here. I mean, look, Gruden took the money. McDaniels took the money. I think Harbaugh takes a year off next year. I don't think he coaches anywhere. And if there is trouble, who knows what this means? Is it mean coaching in college, coaching in the NFL? I mean, can you sanction somebody in the NFL for college stuff? Anyway, Jim Harbaugh is going to be a coach in the NFL.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
NFL is going to be the highest paid coach in the NFL, but I don't think it's going to be with the Raiders either, and I'm not sure it'll be next season. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. We'll come back with a Sports Grid 60. A whole lot more coming up your way here on Sports Grid throughout the day and throughout the weekend. So stay with us as we take our final timeout here on the show, and then we come back and wrap it up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. It's time for Davis and I to deliver 60 seconds of commentary. Here is the Sports Grid 60.
You know, we are really kind of having a crisis of quarterbacking in the NFL. The amount of quarterback injuries piled up all at once, it's really kind of unbelievable. And this is something that, you know, sort of the analytics community has hammered on for a while. But the NFL does need to do something to incentivize quarterback development on NFL rosters. You know, it's not really a surprise. There's only like 20 good quarterbacks in the NFL. No team is incentivized to have a good backup quarterback. I don't know if that's a relationship with the developmental league or what it is, but just having to go to Jaren Hall and Brett Ripien and Taylor Heineke, it's not ideal, Craig. And no one really wants to watch 37.5 total games. If they did, the Mountain West would have much higher college football ratings. It's just not really what people like to see. So I've said this before on the show, but the next collective bargaining agreement, the NFL has got to do something to incentivize, you know, quarterback development for NFL teams, I think.
Yeah, a very tough watch this year in some of the games. All right, the baseball season came to an end, but now we got the hot stove season. So believe it or not, Davis and I will be doing fantasy baseball yet again come, I don't know, February, March, somewhere along those lines. Davis has already begun his prep. Imagine me doing the prep like Davis did for football, and I start right now for baseball. He'd call me crazy. But anyway, earlier this week, Clayton Kershaw announced he's going to have shoulder surgery. And we thought that maybe the announcement would be that he's going to retire, but no. He still wants to come back and pitch yet again next summer. Now, this just goes to show you, Clayton Kershaw has accomplished everything in Major League Baseball. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer, but you cannot let a guy retire. I mean, these guys want the jersey torn off them. Kershaw could easily retire. My gosh, I don't know. Is it the right decision, the wrong decision? You be the judge. Thanks again to Luke, our director today. Thanks to our producer, Sam. And for Davis, I'm Craig. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good luck in your fantasy games this week, too. See you next week.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.